Did you spend much time in New York during those years?
Yeah.
Manhattan?
Yeah, Manhattan and Brooklyn. Mostly our union hall was over there in Brooklyn, and it was around that area. And
what union did you belong to then?
SIU.
Okay. Did you ever come across a Siemens church during those years?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I knew it.
In New York?
Yeah.
At South Street?
Right.
So you stayed there?
Yeah. What, I think they called it the doghouse back in them days.
Yeah. What was your, what do you remember about Siemens Church?
Well, they was always tried to meet the needs of Siemens, and they provided a lot of facilities and things for guys that probably couldn't have had it. You know, it would have missed things unless they had it. And I think you do a good job today. I think today it's more directed to foreign flagships than it is American ships.
Yeah, well, yeah. Certainly in Newark, that's what's here.
Yeah.
We also have centers on the rivers, which is all American.
Yeah.
So.
You're up on the Mississippi River.
But back then it was mostly American flagships that you would
We had a lot more ships under the flag then.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in 1975, the Master Mason Palace, we had 1,000 ships under contract at that time.
Yeah.
And you just deal with these big companies. Who would ever thought Sealand? I ever thought they would have went.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't have went. The last year they operated, they made more money than they ever made in the history of the company.
Mm. So now they're operating under Maersk, right?
Part of Maersk has got the offshore trade, the foreign ships, and the domestic trade is Horizon, and that was a splinter. They called it something else. There was some other group that bought them, and they ended up with Horizon now. And Maersk didn't take any of the coastwise ships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sealand had a big coastwise trade.
Mm-hmm. So you kind of witnessed, the emergence of Sealand and containerization, and
I've heard Malcolm McLean speak many times,
mm-hmm.
and he's been called a genius, and which I think he is by many people. But he never did always just take it like that. I heard him say when he first got interested in this, he was still driving trucks. Him and his brother started a trucking company there in North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
and he said he was up here in Brooklyn and they was unloading. He was all day there. They was unloading his truck and putting it in a warehouse and reloading it. And he said there was a ship down there. He got looked down there. He said, why can't they just pick up this container and put it on that ship? And he used to say that he was just a guy. He had a good idea. He said, I had a good idea.
Right.
And it was. It was an excellent. It really reshaped the whole philosophy of shipping.
So you heard him speak. Where would you have heard him speak?
Oh, many times at different functions and what have you that I've heard him speak, particularly when I was vice president of the union. He was, we'd have different various functions, and I've heard him speak yet.
Yeah. When you started up with Sealand, was that a conscious decision? Did you want to be a part of that company for any reason? Or?
Yeah, it did. I got married in 1965, and I married a girl from Perth Amboy. And I was on a tanker. I was on the Victor Carrier's tanker, the Montpelier Victory. They were big ships, too. And they went out to the Persian Gulf. We'd run coastwise. And this Vietnam War had opened up then, the shipping got real good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd seen these Sealand ships running up and down the coast, and I wanted to stay coastwise.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked in the Union Hall over in New York, Master Mason Pilots. They must have had 50 jobs on the board. And I walked over there and pulled an open third mate's job on the story guard off the board over there. And I stayed there to 1992.
And it was just coastwise. Or no?
We were going all over the world.
Yeah.
But at that time, when I first went to work for them, they were strictly just coastwise in Puerto Rico, which is coastwise too.
Yeah.
It was a man in possession. But they did. I made about the third trip. They made to Europe on the ship. We started, had to convert them old C2s, and we would go to Rotterdam, Bremerhaven, and back to the States. Then we started going into Felixstowe. Mm-hmm. Well, it started going into Grangemouth. That's up in Scotland, up there for the whiskey trade.
Right.
But that was...
You'd pick up whiskey?
Oh, yeah, Scotch whiskey.
Bring it back.
Bring it back, yeah.